ask an attorney about Florida law. Ask an attorney. Just give him a call.
This is Ask an Attorney, all about ask Florida law attorney. With attorney Joe Pippin. If you have a legal question, call Joe right now in Tampa. Call 813-287-5700. Anywhere else, toll free at 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. The law office is open. And now your host, Joe Pippin.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Ask an Attorney, all about Florida law. I'm attorney Joe Pippin, practicing attorney. The law office is open. We're open every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock on the station you're listening to. We're broadcasting on stations all over Florida. And if you have a legal question, I'm here to help you in any way I possibly can. All you have to do is to call the toll-free number, 877-943-9673. Question can be just about anything: wills, trust, probate, guardianship, power of attorneys, family law, real estate law, Medicaid, tax law, can be speeding tickets, next-door neighbor problems, whatever you'd like to talk about, I would like to try to help you. And often you just need somebody different to talk to get a different opinion or a slant on how things should go. Again, I'm attorney Joe Pippin, practicing law since 1981 in the state of Florida. I've hosted Ask an Attorney all about Florida law, the radio show, since 1984. I think this is one of the longest-running, if not the longest-running program in the state of Florida on a continual basis. And here to help you if you have a legal situation or a legal question or just a personal problem. It really doesn't even have to be a legal problem. Just a problem you might want a different opinion on what you should do, a different road to go down. Phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. 877-943-9673. Wanted to just briefly go over the three options in estate planning. Every one of you have three options. You can do nothing, or have a will, or have a trust. So let's just take a quick look at the three. If you do nothing, guess what? The state of Florida does it for you with a statutory will. Statutory wills would have meant that you worked your whole lifetime, wasn't concerned enough to what happened to those assets upon death, die, then the state of Florida, through all court procedures, would have appoint a personal representative and to divide the estate, your estate, up according to the state statutes through probate. Probate's costly, long time, takes a long time, and it's very costly to go through the probate process. If you do a will, that's the less expensive of the two things that you could do, a will. But you get to choose, the positive things are you get to choose a personal representative, you get to choose a plan of distribution of the estate, and it doesn't cost you very much, and it's fairly quick and easy to do. If you, the negative side of wills, though, is they go through probate, takes a long time, is expensive as well. Even though if you have a will, it still goes through probate. If you have a question about that, give us a call here on the show. Third choice in estate planning is a living trust. Just a fancy will, I call it. You create the trust. You're the grantor. You're the trustee. You manage everything while you're living. You and the trust are the same entity, same tax number. When you die, the trust is still living, and therefore, there's no probate of any assets in the trust. So if you have any questions about this during the show, give us a call, 877-943-9673. And let's go to our first caller, Jim in Bradenton. Hey, Jim. Jim, you need to turn your radio off there, off in the background.
Yes, let me tell you what happened. While I'm on hold, I can't hear the show, so I just wanted you to know. I think you've got a technical malfunction. Anyway, I are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, thank you for being on. Well, I got a thing in the mail from the Social Security Administration, and I've worked all my life. I had a small business in Massachusetts. We did home cleaning, that type of thing. And there's a series of years where it says I didn't make any money, I didn't contribute. Then there's a series of years that says I did. And the last number of years, I've invested in a bank where they have a, you know, several hundred thousand dollars of my money. I get interest on that, and you know, that's been around $50,000 a year. And for 2 or 3 years, they were taking money out. And the last, since 2012, nothing.
You say they are taking money out. Who is they?
My tax man. My tax man. See, I don't know anything about this stuff. You know, I'm just like any other citizen. You go get your taxes done by somebody, a CPA or whatever. And, you know, I even asked him the last 2 years. I'm like, are they taking money out of my Social Security? I just want to make sure that, you know, I get something decent when I get old enough. And I'm 60 years old now. So anyway, make a long story short, I got this thing in the mail yesterday. I'm going to get $352 a year from the Social Security Administration, and there's illegal aliens getting more than that. So, I mean, I really think I have to talk to somebody. I tried calling Social Security yesterday, 2 hour and 18 minute wait. So I waited, and nobody ever answered the phone, and then I got disconnected. So I was like, oh, I'm not going to go through this stuff. So do you have a lawyer there, somebody that can I could talk to that maybe – or do I should I call Vern Buchanan's office? Or I don't know what to do.
Yeah, if you want to call me or email me, I can give you the name of a Social Security attorney that might be able to help you.
Do they work with you?
No, I don't have a Social Security attorney on my staff, but I do know – I mean, I've been around a long time, and I do have a list of referrals of people that can help you.
Do you know anything about Social Security in general? Are there ways, you know, to increase the benefits if something happened?
No, you're going to get what you're going to get, and you're going to get based on your employment history. And, you know, they might have all that wrong in their records, but it's going to require you could go down to the Social Security office and schedule an appointment. You might not be able to see anybody on a walk-in. But it's probably going to take a face-to-face with the Social Security people.
Hmm.
I know I've waited on the phone for to make an appointment. And you can make an appointment by phone. You know, you can schedule an appointment by the phone, but you got to wait to get on.
Yeah.
I would call – the best way to do is either call early in the morning. You know, if they start taking calls at 7 o'clock, you know, be on the line at 7 o'clock. And there are time periods you can get on where you have to wait a long time, and there are time periods where you can wait less. The same thing with the IRS.
Yeah, I'll tell you why, because I am older, and I've heard the nightmares, and I've heard that the people that Social Security Administration, for the most part, are the most terrible people to work to deal with, because they don't know what most of them don't know what they're talking about. I've heard this. I've been through this. So I will either call your lawyer man, or should I call my congressman? Because I heard the congress people have a lot of authority. I guess I should call your lawyer first to determine.
You can do both. You can call and at least have an attorney working on it or start to work on it, and you can see what your congressperson can do for you.
All right, so you want me to email you?
That'd be fine. My email address is Joe, J-O-E.
Okay.
@attypip.com.
I will do that.
All right.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Hey, you're listening to Ask an Attorney, all about Florida law. I'm Attorney Joe Pippin. If you have a legal question, the law office is open. Give us a call. No matter what your question is or problem is, I'll be glad to try to help you. 877 is the number, 877-943-9673. 877-943-9673. Let's go to John, also in Bradenton. Hey, John.
Yes, Joel, good morning.
Good morning.
See, I have a question on stalking. I live in a trailer park, and we had a manager that finally got fired, but she was evicting people and selling the trailers, and they've attacked me now for 3 years in this trailer park. And they got cameras on my house, and the neighbor has one on my house, and the guy that has the camera doesn't even live there. He lives up in North Dakota, and they're watching me on their Wi-Fis. They have one on the manager's office. When I step out my door, I'm on camera continuously. I'm 74 years old, and I was stopping this insanity in the park, and they've tried to evict me. They thought I was all alone. They didn't realize I had family behind me and now they're getting worried. But they've attacked me. I've had a guy physically was going to come in my house to attack me, and she didn't call the police because she said the new manager said, there had been too many police calls here. Well, yeah, the whole place is a nut. And I just need help. I need somebody to stand behind me and take this. I had Alex Kushner Esquire from the Gulf Coast, and after we got all this case going, I got stacks of stuff. He dropped the case after she got fired. He wouldn't go after the new owners and stuff, what they're doing to me here. It's unbelievable. I'm living in total. I have PTSD. I've been shot, stabbed, beat. I don't have time for people to be watching over me like this, especially when the man don't live here. He's got his cameras in the guy next door's house to me, and that's his buddy.
All right, hey, John, hold on.
Yes, I apologize.
Well, that's okay.
I'm just wound.
Yeah, I can tell. So what I would do if I were you, or probably if the Gulf Coast guy dropped it, was there any other firm volunteer attorneys in that organization to take your case?
Two and a half years he was working. I got stacks of evidence and photos and stuff of what's going on here. It's just insane.
Well,
he dropped it. I'm done.
I'm assuming you don't have money for a private attorney?
No. I'm 74 and I live on my $580 and my son helps me with the rent.
Maybe call the Hillsborough Bar Association and see if they have a volunteer attorney program that can help you.
That's what I keep getting.
Well, okay. I mean, what you...
Thank you.
All right.
No, I've been sent down the road so many times. You know what? It's really sad. I went to the police station. They're just as dumb there. They're college educated. That's a whole damn problem. And then they give them guns, and they go out and kill people. Anyway, thank you.
All right, John. All right, so let's go to John in Bradenton.
Good morning, Joe.
Hey, John.
On a trust, let's say that I own a house, and I've got the trust, you know, set up, and I die, then how does that work? And the executor or the trustee, you know, sells my house. But if the house is titled in the trust, you know, how is the transfer made in the real estate transaction? How does that work?
Well, the successor trustee named in your document would has the power upon your death to take over and act as trustee to be able to sell the house. So they just go through the normal routine of finding the realtor, perhaps listing the house.
Okay.
They find a buyer. You as trustee then have the authority to sign the contract and the deed to complete the transfer.
Okay. And what, does the title company take care of all that?
Yeah, the title company usually would handle the closing.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
So it's just like your successor trustee becomes you with the same authority that you would have to sell it.
Okay. Okay.
But if the document is done correctly, then they would take over and they would have the power to sell it.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, I enjoy your show. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Let's go to Tal. Did I say that right? In Bradenton. Four calls in a row from Bradenton. How about that?
Hello.
Hello, sir.
This is Paul.
Paul, I'm sorry.
Yes. Okay. Look, we recently moved from New York State to Florida, and we had a trust with all the different parts. And I went to your firm in Florida, and it had a restatement done.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So just to clarify, how do you execute the power of attorney when the time comes?
Well, the power of attorney is a separate document, of course, than the restated trust.
Yes, yes.
And the power of attorney handles things outside the trust, such as health care, government agencies, maybe retirement accounts. So the person who's named as the power of attorney would have the power to do the same thing you would do on assets outside the trust, has to use the power of attorney for your benefit solely, no self-benefit from
right.
it. But they can use it to assist you on matters that now you can't do for some reason.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm getting at. Now, we have the paper, right, and it lists our boys as power of attorney, you know,
okay.
one after the other. All they need is that paper to do banking.
Yeah, they need that document. They need to show that document to whoever Yeah. They need to show it to be able to use it for your benefit.
Okay, that's fine. I just need the clarification. And one other question. Should we move back to New York? Okay, mm-hmm. We already had our trust documents from New York, and I've kept those. Should we move back to New York because we have long-term care insurance, mm-hmm. which is through New York State? Can I use my New York papers?
Well, your trust has been restated, so if you're going to move back to New York, you might have to do an amendment again to the trust to tweak the document just a little bit to work better in New York.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hey, you're listening to Ask an Attorney. That's me, Attorney Joe Pippin, all about Florida law. If you have a legal question of any type or just a personal problem that you'd like to talk about, get some advice to get you pointed in the right direction, all you have to do is to call the toll-free number, 877-943-9673. Hey, we're streaming live right now on Facebook Live, and we're also streaming live on WeBeamTV.com. Probably easier for you to just go to WeBeam.com and go to the Ask an Attorney program on a live stream. If you're a Facebook friend, we have 3 pages on Facebook. I'd love for you to join our Facebook also. I have a personal page, just Joseph F. Pippin. We have a Law Offices of Joseph Pippin page, and we also have an Ask an Attorney page. And you can find us on Facebook, or you can just go to WeBeamTV.com for the video live streaming feed of the video show. So we not only are you listening to on the radio, but you have a way to watch us as well. We do this just about every other week, although next week I'll be here in Tampa doing the same show, Ask an Attorney. Live show all about Florida law. So if you can find us if you want to on WeBeamTV.com or Facebook Live on the live stream. Let's go to Ricky in Tampa. Hey, Ricky.
I just want to. I used to work for the Social Security office a couple of years back, for about a year or two. And I want to just. I don't necessarily want to address the first caller because a lot of things he said weren't true, but that's a whole. But for people who want to know about their Social Security benefits, you know, they stopped sending out the annual statement years ago. But you can go to their website, which is ssa.gov, and sign on and set up a personal account where you can view each year you work how much you put in mm-hmm. to the system, and what your benefits would be at 62, 67, disabled, or whatever. It'll tell you year by year how much you put in and what you're eligible for. Because if he didn't pay FICA taxes, which it sounds like he didn't on his investment, he's not contributing. And that's just for anybody so they know. Because, like I said, they stopped sending out the annual statement years mm-hmm. ago. And people don't know. I know I've learned that throughout the years, that what their Social Security is eligible for. So that's all I want to contribute.
Well, thank you so much. And I've gone on that page myself, set up an account. So I think that's good advice.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you called.
All right. You're welcome.
Thank you. All right. All right. Let's go to Paul calling. Where are you calling from, Paul?
Paul from Orange Park, Florida. Joe out here on the Northeast Florida, we all listen to you, and we love you. L-U-V, not L-O-V-E. To make a long story short, I'm that Social Security gentleman that called. I know this for experience. Please let them know not to call on a Monday or Friday. Then you want to call, like you said, early or right after lunch, about 1-ish or 2-ish, and then again about 5 or 6, because they're usually on the line until about a little after 6. And that's about all I have to say, but keep up the great work, Mr. Pippin, and you're great. And we're all over 70, so we listen to you every day.
All right. Well, thanks so much.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, timing of when you call the IRS or Social Security is very important. Always find out. Like you said, don't call on Monday or Friday. Call early or late, or maybe around 2. But, you know, they get really backed up, and there are long waits, and it's very aggravating to be on the phone. Once in a while, I have to call the IRS for a client, and I tell you, I plan on doing other things like answering emails or something while I'm on hold. You just don't sit there thinking it's going to be a very quick call. Hey, phone lines are open for you to call the show. If you have a question of any type, be glad to try to help you. And as you can see, I readily accept help from others who want to call the show and maybe add to something that to the answer. You can call the toll-free number, 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. And if you have a question, this would be a great time to call. Speaking of timing on calls, we have open lines right now, so call in if you have a question. It can be about wills, trust, probate, guardianship, power of attorneys, healthcare surrogates. It can be about some problem you're having. I tell you, there's some dysfunctional families out there. I mean, there are no perfect families to begin with. But a lot of times, arguments just come up all over the place when you're dealing with someone's estate. And unless you have a close-knit family that love one another, get along okay, sometimes there's going to be problems. And one person can cause a lot of problems in the scheme of things after somebody dies. So if you have a question about if you're going through that, you have a question, dealt with many, many of those. So give us a call. I'd be glad to help. Let's go to Bruce in Jacksonville.
Good morning.
Hey, Bruce.
I'm 75 years old, and my wife and I, we've both acquired a few things in our life. And I believe I need to put what we have into trust for my three boys.
Yes, sir.
And what's the procedure on this?
Well, you make an appointment with an estate planning attorney. I come to Jacksonville every couple of weeks and see clients. So, I mean, if you don't have an attorney, I'd be glad to help you. But basically, the attorney would just ask some questions, tell you what your choices are, prepare documents or a draft for you to look at, and go from there. It's some of the questions that I would ask you, you know, first marriage, how many children, what's the approximate value of your estate, how do you want to distribute the money? Fairly basic, straightforward questions.
Right.
And for the Jacksonville clients, what I do is interview you on the phone and then ask the questions and send you a draft if you would like. If you're not too complicated, I can send you a draft even before we meet face-to-face. And, yes.
Where's your office at in Jacksonville?
I'm in Ponte Vedra.
Okay, Ponte Vedra.
Yes, sir.
All right, and what, you'll be in Jacksonville in a couple of weeks, you say?
Yes, sir. I'll be there the 29th is my next time there.
All right.
If you want to see me, though, if you want to call me, I'll give you the or you want to email me. Do you have access to email?
Yes, I do.
Well, if you're interested, send me an email and send me your phone number, and I'll give you a call. And maybe if you're not too complicated, I can send you some drafts. I mean, if you'd rather have a first face-to-face meeting, that's fine too. But
okay.
I might be able to send. We can talk a little bit, and if you like, I'll send you some drafts, and we'll go from there.
And what's your email address, please?
Joe @attypip.com.
So, all right.
Joe, it's just the abbreviation for attorney, the first three letters of my last name, Pippin, PIP.com.
All right.
Our toll-free number, if that doesn't work for some reason, our toll-free number, I'll give you my cell number. I'll give that out on the show anyway. 727.
Hold on just 1 second.
All right.
727-667-667-3967.
So you can either...
3967.
Send me an email or send me a text. Either one will be
fine.
All right.
I'll appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. All right. So if you have questions about wills or trust or any other type of legal topic, give us a call, 877-943-9673. Phone lines are open. So why would a person create a trust as opposed to having a will? Well, hey, listen, if you have a will, here's what you need to know. Everybody should at least have a will, by the way, so I'm not saying wills are bad. Wills are good in the fact that you did something, you appointed a personal representative, you have a plan of distribution, and it didn't cost much. I mean, those are the advantages of wills. The bad thing about wills are they go through, if you die with an asset just in your name, there's going to be probate. Probate takes 6 months to a year or longer. Our minimum fee that we charge for a probate is like $2,500. There's about $600 or $700 usually in cost. And probate is a public record. So if you have a trust, trust is just a fancy will. You die, the trust is still living. That's why they call it a living trust. The person that you appoint to take over now has the authority to pay your bills and finalize the estate without probate very quickly, very privately, can take care of you if you become incapacitated, and it's a private document. I really don't know of any negative things about a trust. If you have a negative thought about a trust, I'd love for you to call the show and tell everyone what you think it is and let me respond to it. Phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. Let's go to Scott in Tampa.
Yes, sir. I have a situation where I own a unit, but it's like a co-op, so there's an actual owner of the whole thing, even though you own your individual units. They are using the, it sounds trivial, but they have these sprinklers on where you have to walk through the water every day at 5 o'clock. And they will not turn them off. And I was getting some respiratory problems, and I found out that that storm runoff water full of E. coli and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think I had, you know, asked him, you know, nicely to, and they won't do it. What do you think the next step would be? Because
how long does the water run?
Runs for about 15 minutes.
15?
15, sir, and it's a mist, so you can't help but breathe it in. And when I told the city about it, he said I wouldn't breathe that stuff for $1 million, because that's not only are they pumping it out of the lake to use as sprinkler mm-hmm. water, but he says that's storm runoff water with everything in the world in it.
Do you have to go walking at 5 o'clock?
That's when I get home from work.
Okay, so you pull into your driveway. Oh, the water doesn't hit you, just the mist from the spray?
Well, I park, and then where I park is just about 10 feet from a sprinkler, and then I have to walk to my unit, and that spray, I have to walk right through it. I can't even get in the door without getting hit in the face with that stuff.
Okay.
I contacted the health department, the city, and it just falls between the cracks. You know, it's legal to use lake water for, you know, irrigation purposes, and but that lake is also a spillway for the city streets. So,
well, you know, I could advise, I'm an attorney, so I could advise you to get an attorney to write a letter, but you're going to have to retain an attorney, and there are going to be possibly some large fees eventually if there's a battle, and I'm not sure that would be the best advice to give you, is to go the legal route. So
I guess my question is, what would the battle be? Because I don't think he'll respond to just an attorney letter. He's that type of person, the owner mm-hmm. of the whole complex. I wonder what my grounds would be, because, I mean, there's no actual personal injury yet. I mean, it's amazing. Yeah, I mean, you wonder why there's no peace in the Middle East. I mean, you see yeah. little tiny situations people can't even come together on.
Well, you might be able to get some injunction or some. Have you got a? If you talk to your city commissioner or a local.
I did. I went down to the city manager, and he referred me to the Southwest Florida Water, and they referred me to the health department. And it's one of those deals where it falls between everybody.
And you had no success at all talking to any of those people?
No, sir. They just referred me, each of them, to the other person, and but they all did say there's no way that you should breathe that water.
Yeah. Well, it's going to have to take probably some legal action in court, which means you're going to need an attorney that would specialize in that type of matter, or just plan your schedule to get home at 5:30. I mean, that sounds like a simple solution, but you know, it's a little inconvenient for you. But I think you're going to get totally frustrated going. I've already seen the frustration of going through all these agencies and politicians. And if you don't have the money to pay a private attorney to deal with all this for you, which could be pretty substantial, the other choice would be just to change your schedule a little bit.
Well, yeah, I do have some money I would put into it, but I don't know what grounds, you know, that he would follow through at. But like you said, I mean, there was a It's funny that you said that, because there was a pastor on TV last Sunday, and he said that he had a man who his wife had stepped out on him, and he said, every time I drive by that motel where that happened 3 years ago, I've forgiven her,
mm-hmm.
but it's driving me crazy.
Yeah.
And he said that, he says, how do you get there? He says, I-75. He says, well, why don't you take I-95 now?
There you go.
So kind of like you said, sometimes there's a simple, you know, non-confrontational, and but you know, Joe, it gets in your somebody winning and losing, and I
totally understand
that.
Yeah, but you could spend a lot of money and still not win. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you very much.
Right.
Thank you for being there. Thank
no
you.
Problem.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, you're listening to Ask an Attorney, all about Florida law. If you have a legal question, see, I don't always tell you to hire an attorney. I've tried to find you a simpler solution sometimes. Hey, and there's a legal answer, and then there's a common sense answer sometimes. There's a legal way to do things, which sometimes is frustrating and expensive, and with no certain outcome, sometimes a common sense answer is better. So, hey, I like to try to get both if I can. Let's go to Carol in Sarasota.
Hi.
Hey,
thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Okay, my husband and I have a living trust, and we have two sons. But one of our sons, who's married, it's a big long story, has chosen to not have any communication with us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really don't want to change our trust, because maybe in the future he will have communication, but we have no idea where he is.
Well, you can definitely change it, then change it back. I always tell people under these circumstances, this is not the last chapter, hopefully. And hopefully the book will have a happy ending. But
okay,
in the interim...
Go away. Communicating
with us. All right, but in the interim, you can certainly omit them.
Okay.
If you want to, or you can change the method of distribution. You can even say, I want to give my son this, provided he can be located within 6 months or a year after my death.
Okay.
Or he can be omitted. There's no obligation to leave anything to an adult child.
Oh,
there's no
obligation
to leave anything
to
a child, period, actually.
I'm sorry?
I said there's no obligation to leave anything to an adult child, or any child, matter of fact, which I don't totally agree with that. I think a person should always be responsible for a minor child, but that's not even the law in Florida.
Well, what happens if supposedly my husband and I both die at the same time, and my other son can't even find his brother, and they're both named in the, you know, what happens then? He can't receive, our one son wouldn't be able to receive.
No, well, that's why I'm saying you could put a time limit that he must surface or be found, or if he cannot be located within a year of time after your death, or 6 months or 2 years, whatever you want to put in there, then the money could go to the other son.
Oh, I see. Otherwise, our other son would have to, he couldn't do anything about it at all, right?
No, the money would just be given to someone you can't locate, and then it would eventually go to the state of Florida.
Oh. Okay. All right, so he wouldn't be able, the other son, unless we say something, he would not be able to receive anything unless we put a time limit.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. You can omit him, that the trustee must hire a private detective to do a search for him if he cannot be located after whatever period of time you want, then the money goes to your other son.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Well, I hope you have a better ending.
Thank you. Me too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Let's go to Tommy calling. Hey, Tommy.
Yeah, how you doing?
Where are you calling from?
Punta Gorda.
All right. What can we do for you?
Yeah, okay. Two things. First of all, the guy with the irrigation problem, the sprinklers. I had a similar thing coming into the condo, and you know, you could talk to these people until you're blue in the face. You might want to talk to the landscaping people. Those are the people that take care of that thing. But what I did was I got a piece of plastic. I put it into the ground a bit, and it was enough to shield me from when I was walking by the sidewalk, so that the water was still hitting all the grass area, but it was also, you know, trickling down the sidewalk where it would be blasting onto the sidewalk. And that might save him all kinds of grief and aggravation. That guy needs to get inventive, take the initiative, do that and problem solve. Now, the other thing, you know, you had the guy call up. He was all nervous about his Social Security. And then you had the other guy call up. Oh, well, there's nothing you can do. I used to work there, and it's all written down. That's why people don't get involved with government, because of people like that guy who don't want to help nobody. What you can do, what the guy can do with the problem, he had a small business, he's got a problem, small business, because the IRS doesn't like people that, you know, that are entrepreneurs. They want people to you know how the IRS is. They're not the most most wonderful people in the world. They're a bunch of socialists, in my opinion. So what the guy needs to do is call your lawyer. He might be able to make a big payment to the FICA or something. These government people, you got to get to the right person. You got to talk to the right person. The lawyer might wind up talking to political people to get something done. But let me tell you something. I used to work for law enforcement, and I'd see these guys, you know, bums off the street or whatever, and you'd get some guy who felt bad for them, and the next thing you know, they're getting $1,600 a month. So if they're getting $1,600 a month, and some guy was working all his life, and tax people were screwing up his taxes, that ain't no reason for that person not to get not to get benefits. That's wrong. That's not America. So that's why I called, to tell you that. I hope your guy can help the other guy, and that's it. I love your show. I listen to
Tommy,
it all the time.
Hey, Tommy, I like you.
You're a straight shooter. I like you. That's why I get up on Saturday mornings to put you on, because I love to listen to you. And then you know what I do? I go back to bed.
All right. Well, Tommy, I appreciate it. I wish you would call the show every week with some sound, common sense advice. So that's,
Be careful what you wish for. I'll talk to you.
All right. Thank you. All right. So, hey, sprinkler heads can be adjusted. I was going to talk about that a little bit. You know, you can get in there and you can adjust. Just trying to be helpful, you can adjust the area of spray, the water flow, and sometimes if you like a little piece of plastic shows up to reflect something, hey, I like that advice. Well, it's not legal advice, though. Let's go to Arlene in Clearwater.
Hi, good morning. My name is Arlene. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
I need your name. This is the first time I turned on the radio, and I'm looking for a lawyer since Wednesday. I had a little situation.
Uh-huh.
Okay, long story short, brief. I have an aunt I take care of. I'm her power of attorney. I'm her caregiver. She's 103 years old. We're in from the Hurricane Maria,
mm-hmm.
Okay, since October. And I hope I get to speak, because I'm a little upset. Actually, this happened on Wednesday. I had a sister in Christ send me some tickets, because I need to get to Puerto Rico to get my things, you know, whatever I need. I need to make arrangements, et cetera, clothing, whatever. I had a hard time with the department. Well, anyway, actually, we went to a Howard Wood. No, I can't even say, because I'm like so upset. As far as health system here in Florida, it's horrible, terribly horrible. We were treated so bad. I didn't even speak on it. I didn't make it an issue. I went to Harbor Wood Rehab, Health Rehab, and here in Clearwater, somewhere along the line, you know, there's
hey, Arlene.
So many teeth.
Arlene.
You know.
Arlene.
Yes.
Can maybe we talk off the air?
Perfect.
All
that
right.
Would be really perfect.
All right. My office number is 586.
Hold on. 586.
3306.
Mm-hmm.
And you can leave me a message this weekend if you want by going to extension 216.
I appreciate it.
All right. All right. Thank you so much. All right.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. All right. Scott, the person that was affected by the mist, called in and said he was on his way to Ace Hardware to pick up some plastic. A plastic deflector. All right, you go, guy. Let's go to Eric in Jacksonville.
Hey,
I wanted
morning.
To tell Scott that wasn't legal advice, though. Eric, what can I do for you?
I have a question. I was deactivated as a driver by the Lyft service, which is a rideshare service, just like Uber last week.
Mm-hmm.
I was deactivated for canceling too many rides, even though in the, you know, being a driver for Lyft and Uber, you're not actually an employee of them. You're a subcontractor.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lyft contract specifically states that I don't have to, while online and accepting rides, I don't actually have to go pick up anybody, and I can cancel on anybody, and basically because I don't work for them.
Right.
And online, I've looked up people that have filed lawsuits against these rideshare companies, and they're basically saying, well, you can get them on a basically a breach of contract because they're basically they are still treating everybody like employees, and pretty much when you don't do what they want, you're being punished.
Mm-hmm.
By deactivation or suspension or, you know, things like that, even though the contract says you don't, there's no mention in the contract.
Well, yeah, well, you have an independent, contractor contract, right?
Exactly.
So, and if they've breached their duty, if they've breached their obligation under that contract, yeah, you would have a lawsuit.
Yeah. But the problem is finding an attorney to take it.
On a contingency basis, you're talking about.
Yeah, I've had two attorneys tell me that nobody sues Uber. And I said, well, what is that? I don't understand. What does that mean? And he's like, we just don't do it. Yeah, we just.
Well, the problem probably is that Uber, you said Lyft, though, right, to start?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So the problem is if you sue one of these big organizations, they have a big, big law firm that can run up the bill on you on the other side, basically.
Okay.
So.
They had a recent agreement update that basically said you can't, you know, it's basically their ultimatums. You don't have a choice. You either agree to it or you don't. But it says you can't be part of a class action suit. And it says you have to sue them or go after them in litigation. I'm not sure exactly what that means.
Well, they might even have a clause in there that you must go through mediation instead of a lawsuit, too.
Yeah, exactly. That's what
right.
They're saying.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure what that entails. But, I mean, what kind of attorney would I actually have to...
Well, listen, if there's a contract in the independent contractor contract that you must go to mediation, why don't you write them a letter that you don't think this is fair and you would like to arrange for mediation to begin?
Okay.
And then you find an attorney that does mediation.
Okay. So a mediation attorney is who I need to contact.
Yeah, well, if you're bound by it, you have to go through mediation anyway. That would be the thing to do.
Okay. Okay. All right.
All right.
That's what I need to know. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for calling.
You.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So, hey, we have 7 minutes or so left in the show. If you have a legal question, the phone lines are open again. And be more than glad to take your call in the remaining moments at 877-943-9673. Phone lines are open. Hey, if you'd like to receive our estate planning poster sheet, be glad to mail that to you. All you have to do is ask for it. Ask and you shall receive. And you can get that one of three ways. You can call our toll-free office number, 1-800-226-3529. 1-800-226-3529. You can, the area code on through my headset here, area code is 727, my office number. Let me give the 800 number, though. It's 1-800-226-3529. 1-800-226-3529. We have 20 office locations, so when somebody asks me what the area code is, it depends on where you're calling from. But the toll-free number works, 1-800-226-3529. If you want the poster sheet, you can call for it with that number, 1-800-226-3529. Go to extension 200. You can email me your name and address for it at Joe, J-O-E, at attypip.com. Email me your name and address if you want the poster sheet. Joe@attypip.com. You can text me your name and address and ask for the poster sheet at 727-667-3967. Let's go to James in Venice.
My former girlfriend downloaded an app on my mobile phone, and after about a month, I figured out she knew where I was, when I was there. She recorded everything through the Google activity log. I got rid of the phone. I got a cheap phone from CVS. I never turned on the internet. I did one time and gave her that number, and app started downloading automatically on my phone. Got rid of that one, and I'm on this one now. I never get on the internet. Is there any legal recourse I can take if I find out she downloaded the app on there in that way without me knowing?
Well, I'm not sure how you would find out that she was the one that did it, first of all.
Yes, sir.
Right? I mean, and if she could say, no, I didn't do it, then how do you prove it was her?
Well, when I went into my Google location history, it had other devices. It never gave me the numbers or anything on the other six devices that were involved with my phone. It mm-hmm. just mine. She had cell phones on her person, you know, five or six at the time. Would there be any way that AT&T or Verizon would be able to figure out what phones were on my device if I saved the chip or the card?
It might be, but I don't know if you want to spend the time and effort and money to get that. And then even if you could prove that she did it, I mean, what are the damages?
Well, there were a lot of, let's say, videos and camera shots taken without me knowing.
Has she used them?
One time it was used on Facebook of me in a picture that was in my gallery on my phone, and I don't know how it showed up on that page.
Was that damaging to you?
In a certain way, yes, it was.
Do you think you could prove the damages? I mean, that's whether you pursue one of these things is an economic decision as well as to what are the actual damages? How did that tarnish your reputation? Do you have evidence of other witnesses that prove that you lost business or suffered economic loss? I mean, some of these things are, you know, there's a legal answer and there's an economic answer, and whether you pursue it or not, and whether she's going to say you consented to all these things and it was her picture and it was a joint picture, it was owned by both of you, and trying to prove damages, it's just a matter of whether it's worth it or not. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, sir. Clear sense, yes.
All right.
Okay, I appreciate your time.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's go to Jackie in Largo.
Good morning, Bill.
Yeah, Jackie, we're on a limited time left in the show, so we'll go ahead and try to make it short if you can.
Yeah, I feel you. Listen, I'm with the railroad. I'm under a widow's disability annuity. My husband passed 6 years ago. He drove the train for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, long story short of it, I've got a couple of questions. Number one, I'm almost 58, and I understand that under federal law, I become a full annuitant to the railroad, which at this time I'm just a partial. Is that true to your knowledge? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that without without looking it up.
That's fine. Second question is, at some point, am I going to be able to collect my own Social Security? Because I know they do railroad different through Social Security, and, you know, they got a whole different formula. But does that affect my own claiming of Social Security when the time comes?
I don't believe so, but I have an attorney that deals with this, you know, outside my firm that I refer these type cases to.
Okay.
If you want to contact my office, I'd be glad to give you that contact information.
Okay. Dynamite. Let's do that.
All right. Thanks for calling.
You got it.
All right. All right. I wanted to say this is Father's Day weekend. Looking forward to spending time with my dad tomorrow. Dad, if you're listening, happy Father's Day to you. Looking forward to going to church and out to lunch and whatever tomorrow. Very much looking forward to that. Be sure to contact your dad on this special weekend. And spend some time, and just wanted to tell everyone to be safe. And thanks for listening to Ask an Attorney. We'll be back next week, the same time. So long.